Yeah, the next step after that is to try the pentatonic in a different key. Like, he just went to the key of G. If you go to 3rd fret mm-hmm. of the 6th string, and you start with finger 1 there, and then you do 1 and 4, and then next string 1 and 3, just like you did in the other pattern. Ah, beautiful. And then come back. That's awesome. Now let's try the two notes in a row. You'd be like, and then rest, like that.
B.
You know,
B.
Like 3, 4. Set the little device. All right, cool. So I got this blues in G, because we're on using a G pentatonic at the 3rd fret, and I made the loop kind of peppy, fast tempo. The tempo is really 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. So what we're gonna do is play half notes, 2 at a time. I'll explain. So 2, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. We're playing on beats 1 and 3, and then giving a rest for the second bar. It sounds like this: 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, rest. 1, 2, 3, 4, rest. And it would be down, up, breaking, right?
Yep.
Or the notes could go higher and then lower. Right? So have fun with that. Turn the drums a little up a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm trying to hear the.
So be 1, 2, 3. I'm sorry. 1, 3. a rhythm, where is the first beat in the measure you're getting it? Good, remember the phrase can sometimes go lower, so try one of those. So like, pick a string and then go, pick a string with finger three or four, and then do one after it.
To like this?
You could do it on separate strings, but for now do it on the same string. So like, for example, you're like, you're doing one and three on the fourth string, do three and one.
Alright, so.
So like, three and one, yeah, and then. This would be three half notes. It would sound like 1, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And it would be down, up, down, down, up, down. Nice. I can give you this full file to listen to, but and then eventually you do, like we did on the other one, you do all four notes. So I'll demonstrate. You might not be able to do it now, but 1, 3, 4, 1, 3. You could take a pause in there, but you know, take a little pause in between. And again, it's down, up, down, if you could try it. After that, it would be notes continuously, like. So it's something to aspire to. Not only are you doing, you're learning a lot of different things with this exercise at once. Number one, you learn how to play it in a different key, which is awesome. Number two, you're learning where the first beat of the bar is without reading anything, which is awesome. You know, that's going to help all kinds of things in your music. How to play with bass and drums, how to do phrases with space in between them and yet have your lines in a logical fashion. This is the building blocks for like all kinds of soloing and all. There's so many different things I'm doing all at the same time with this very simple exercise. But again, you just do two notes first, then three notes, then four notes, and then continuous notes. But then you don't, it's not like you play continuous notes all the time. You would do continuous notes breaking any way you feel like. The more advanced way to do it would be you just play and take a break wherever you like. You know, each phrase. phrase can be different lengths, but you got the idea. You're alternating between continuous notes and space between them. Very good. This is awesome. Yeah, so
I'm just asking this question.
So this is a great question. So to change the key, you can start any way you like on the sixth string, and whatever note that is what key you're in. So
it doesn't have to be one of these little dots.
Nope, it doesn't have to be. It can be anywhere in between. How do you figure out what key you're in? Well, I don't know if you have heard this before, but if you memorize, see, some teachers make you memorize all the notes of the neck. I don't do it that way. I just teach, you do have to memorize one thing, which is the following. Between E and F and B and C, there's no extra note between that there, which means they're one fret apart. Everything else is two frets apart. Okay. So this is a big deal. So say it back to me. Between E and F and B and C are half steps.
Between E and B.
E and F.
E and F.
And B and C.
And B and C.
Are half steps. Everything else is a whole step, which means two frets. So how does that apply on the guitar? Well, you know that this is E, the low sixth string.
Yeah.
And between E and F is only half step, so it's only one fret to F. So do it with me. We got E, the low sixth string, and F is going to be in fret one. Between E and F and B and C is only one fret. Everything else is a whole step. So if you're at F and you need G, how far do you go?
Here.
Two frets, that's right. We're at third fret. If you're at G and you need A, how far? Two frets or one?
One.
If it's not E to F or B to C, it's always two.
Okay.
So we're here going G to A, so it's two.
And that's down another one?
Yeah, so we're at the fifth fret now for A.
Yep.
And so if you started the scale at any of those notes, that would be the key you're in. What about A to B? How far?
It would be one this way.
It'd be two frets up, A to B. Because it's not B to C or E to F. I should have wrote it down for you.
Yeah.
but by repeating it, we'll use it more often. So A to B is two frets, so now we're at fret seven. And then from B to C, here's one of our half step spots. Yeah. So up a half step, now you're at fret eight. And if you wanted to jam out in the song for the key of C, you know, start right there and use your pattern. One and four, one and three. You know, and if I play a song in C or C minor or something, go ahead, play it. Just play around with it. If I played you can use it for C, you can use it for C minor. Brought up a very important point. You know, now you're at the point where you're gonna have so much fun. You can go online and pull up backing tracks, and if it says, like, you know, A minor or D minor or something, you just go. Let's say if it was D minor, you were at C just now, which is at the eighth fret, and then from C to D is a whole step because it's not E to F or B to C, and so let's hear the D. And so you have this backing track in D minor, and it goes, you know, whatever. Oh, hang on. Goes out of tune, that's what it goes. It goes. And you don't know what the chords are or anything like that, and you're online. But it doesn't really matter. As long as you know you started at D, you can jam on this song. Try it and prove me right. So you're at the 10th fret for D. By the way, if you go up one more whole step to 12, everything repeats. You're back at E again, and that's why that fret has two dots.
Okay.
If you ever wondered why it has two dots, that's the reason why. If you don't end up at E at the 12th fret, something went wrong, you know?
Right, okay.
So, but for now, you're at fret 10, key at D. And you don't care if it says D or D minor, you know, unless it's, there are some exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, if it says D or D minor, jam track, online, whatever, knock yourself out, have a ball, you know? So here's my, I'm gonna make up a backing track on the fly and you just jam. Here we go, 3, 4. note thing. I like it. I was just thinking that. But do it right on the bar, so it'd be like ba da da da, like right on the whenever the chord changes. 2, 3, 4, and then that's it. That's it, John. This is awesome practice. Maybe try 3 now. It would sound like.
So 3 on the same.
Can be any way you like.
So it could be.
Could be on the same string, could be on the next string. Yeah! That would be awesome. So I'll play it with you. 1, 2, 3, 4. But what would be best is if you kept it in line with the bars. That may be too fast to do it every time. So let me demonstrate. You would go da da dee, da da da. If that's too fast, then we have to skip a bar. Let's try it the way I sang it first.
Okay.
It'd be like 2, 3, 4, da da da, and then a new one, like right away. Da da dee, da da da, da da da. That may be too fast for you. So in that case, skip a bar in between. So it would sound like this. Da da da, rest. Da da da. All right, here we go. All right, 2, 3, 4. And then rest, 2, 3, 4. Beautiful. Just see if you could do it every bar. So it'll be like, and you don't have to switch around, you don't have to make like big jumps or anything, but just 2, 3, 4, it'd be like da da da, and then right away ba da 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 da. Yeah. Oh, but you're doing 4 note sequences now, so just still 3.
Okay.
It'll be like 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Awesome. That's a little fast for you, but that's something you could work towards.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. Really great.